This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Louisiana Capitol's doors were briefly locked to the public yesterday, and some elevators turned to restricted access as dozens of President Donald Trump supporters gathered on the Capitol steps to oppose congressional recognition of President-elect Joe Biden's victory over incumbent President Donald Trump. Wednesday's protesters at one point numbered about 200 people at the Louisiana Capitol. They remained peaceful in Baton Rouge, unlike the scenes pouring out of Washington, D.C. The local Trump supporters held flags backing the Republican outgoing president, American flags, and at least one sign that said, quote, "Stop the steal," end quote. A few gave speeches. Yesterday, the Louisiana Department of Health reported the second highest single-day increase in confirmed coronavirus cases. Louisiana has almost 300,000 confirmed cases and 7,273 confirmed COVID-19-related deaths. Hospitalizations are closing in on 2,000 patients. News came just before Governor John Bel Edwards held a press conference in Baton Rouge where he addressed the rising numbers and mitigation response, in which he expressed some frustration at those who refuse to follow the public health safety guidelines.
Even if you don't like them, and I suspect nobody really likes them, the mitigation measures we know work. They're the same ones recommended by the CDC and the Surgeon General and the White House Task Force and so forth. And quite frankly, they're not that damn onerous. Put a mask on.
This was the governor's first press conference for 2021. Edwards addressed the state's COVID-19 vaccination rate and expressed a desire to increase the number of vaccinations and said he would look into improving the pace of administering the shots.
We have a lot of really good partners out there in our hospitals and clinics and pharmacies and other places. And I can assure you this is going to get better over time.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released data Monday listing Louisiana as among the bottom five states in administering the vaccines it has available. Edwards also announced he signed two executive orders yesterday to call for special elections for Congressional District 2 and Congressional District 5, the latter regarding the recent passing of Congressman-elect Luke Letlow, who recently died from COVID-19 complications. The fossil fuel industry has a long road to recover from what analysts say has been a catastrophic year for employment and production. Companies shed nearly 60,000 jobs in 2020. Texas Oil and Gas Association President Todd Staples says the number of drilling rigs in the state is also down to less than half of last year's count.
We had over 400 rigs operating in Texas. At the low point of that number dropped to 100. 75% reduction in rig count. The good news is the rig count is back up to about 155.
Louisiana, in comparison, has a current drilling rig count of 43, which is down from 58 for the same time period a year ago. As for what the future may hold, Staples says he expects an industry rebound to start this summer as higher COVID-19 vaccination rates leads to a stronger economy and a greater demand for fossil fuels. And a Shreveport firefighter has died due to complications of COVID-19 Wednesday morning. According to a press release, fireman Leonard Coney was exposed to COVID-19 in the line of duty. This is Red River Radio.